And of the Gemara, Ki Kama Rav Huna, when did Rav Huna say this halacha, that the Kli Schuchas, the glass thing, is still muksa, Bekarne Dumna. It's talking about the horns that a surgeon uses. He uses a horn, a glass horn, like to suck out the blood. Bekarne Dumna. The Lechazilei, on such a zach, it's a Misa Keli, it still has blood on it. So now nobody uses it on Shabbos. That's muksa. Trashi Dumni make his dam. The surgeons that cut you to take out the blood, Shein Ruyim B'Shabbos Leklum. Lefisha Musim, since it's very me, it still has the blood in it. So such glass kalim are muksa, they're not usable on Shabbos. So such a class, Rav Huna said, if the Chamor was carrying home these glasses, so you're not allowed to touch it because it's muksa. So the Yetzer is put blankets or pillows underneath it, and then untie the saddle, and they'll fall down on top. For the Gemara, V'okamavato klim yechonoi. How is there an Eitz on Shabbos now to put down these pillows and let the glass fall on top of the pillow? The Chur, when the glass goes on top of the pillow, you can't touch the pillow now. It blinds like buses. It's holding up the muksa. So you'd be mevato klim yechonoi. At the beginning of the Shabbos, this pillow was usable. You could have used it. Now when this muksa goes on top of the pillow, it becomes, you can't use it anymore. That's called you'd be mevato klim yechonoi. So Drashi, v'amevato klim. Korah muksosas, these pillows, yibim mevatol. Kishimanich and tachas dover. Shein nitol mevatlo mehechonoi. When you put this pillow underneath, and now this glass that's muksa falls on top of it, you mevatol it mehechonoi, deshuv la yitloi mishom v'dom lesoyser. Now you're not going to touch this pillow anymore and use it anymore. So it's doimat lesoyser. It's like you're breaking this pillow. And that's awesome in the rabbanon to do it. Like you're not allowed to put muksa down on kelim, that now you're not going to be able to touch the keli. You're mevatel this kli, like we had the Gemara before. If you have wax or oil dripping down from the candle on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a soup plate and put it underneath, that the wax should come into the kli. Because when the wax comes into the glass now, into the plate, you'll be mevatel kli mechonoi. You're not going to be able to use that pitcher, that kli anymore. So here also, how could you put the pillows underneath the glass here? You're mevatel kli mechonoi. And the Gemara b'shlifei zutri. We're talking about very small bundles of glass. So Drasha Bishlifei Zutri, small ones. Masoyas Ketanim, small bundles. Sheshoy Metakar Mitachteim. That right away you just could pull out the pillow. V'noifle Malakar Hasheni, and it'll fall from one pillow to another pillow. V'chein Ad Shemegiim Loretz, till it gets to the ground. So the kid said there's never a real time that you can't use the pillow. You just want, like, for a second, the glass should go on one pillow, because then it shouldn't break on the ground. But as soon as it gets onto one pillow, it's a small bundle. So you just pick up the pillow right away to use it, and it'll fall onto the next pillow until it finally reaches the ground. So there's never a real time that you'd be mevato klim yechonei. That's the teres. Be'enachnami, on big kelim, that you won't be able to move the pillow off anymore, it's takar osa. For the more meisvei, hoitza behemtoi tuuna tevel v'yashosis. If your behema had bundles on top of it on Shabbos of tefua that was tevel, that means you didn't take off trumas to meisus yet. Or else via shoshes, plus it means glass. Trash yashoshes shel suches. You had glass kalim. Is materes a chavolim? The yetzer is to untie the straps. Via sakim leiflim, and then the sakim, the bundles fall. The afal pishim mishtabrim, and here it says claw, even though the glass breaks. So Chura Mashma, there's no Eitzah to put underneath it pillows of Karim. Here it says the only Eitzah is to let it fall and break. And before, Rav Huna said, no, I have an Eitzah for glass. You know what the Eitzah is? First put pillows underneath it, and then the glass comes down on the pillows, it doesn't break. So how come here, the Brisa says, the only Eitzah is to let it break? And the Gemara Hossam Bekulsa. So here it's talking about big pieces of glass. So Rashi learns, Bekulsa Chatichos Rechovos, wide pieces of glass. Like a big piece of glass. So Rashi shows chuches. Sheinim kelim. It's not a kli yet. What do you use this for now? V'yosim yem chalonis. People make windows from this. V'chiv and lekev seida b'shirosim. There's not such a big seida when this big glass breaks. V'soif and lechatev b'chichos ktanos. Because anyway, this big glass is just a big piece. Eventually you're going to have to break it into small glasses to use it for windows. Is le'sharulavi karmelon yechtechtayim. In such a case, the rabbanon will not mati you to put something underneath it to mevato klim yechonei. And since it's not called a hefsed meruba, the fact this big glass breaks, it's not so gefelach, because you're going to use the small pieces. Then they will not even mati you to put karm ksos underneath it. And the Gemara Hossam Mekulsa, Dekanami Rai for this is, Tiktoni Dumi the Tevil. Dumi the Tevil, parents that don't have Shumas and Isis. Ma Tevil, just like by Tevil. Tlechazilei, you can't use it at all. Afokinamit Lechazilei. We're talking about glass that's not useful at all. that means just on a piece of raw glass. So since when it breaks, you're not breaking the kli, you'll be able to use these broken pieces. It's not called such a big hefsid. Therefore, it's awesome. For the Gemara, Mayafa Bisha Mishtabrim, so what's the chiddush even though it breaks? Like you're saying you have no hefsid now. So the Marnain, Mal the Taymai would think, Le hefsid mu'et namichoshum. And no hefsid means you don't have a hefsid merubah. But avada, little hefsid you do have. Like avada, when the glass breaks now, mehechetes doesn't break to the right size. Avada, there'll be some pieces that are broken too much you can't use now. So a little of a hefsid you do have. Just the whole thing is not a big hefsid. So I would think for a small hefsid, it's also mutter to put karmak sauce underneath it. Kamashmala, no. That Rabbanu were only matyu to put the karmak sauce underneath it by hefsid merubah. But a hefsid mu'et, Rabbanu were not making. Drashi, tevel lechazilei to muksahu viafil lekana lechazi. Tevel is not roi for anybody. They didn't take off trumas and maizis. Nobody's allowed to eat it. Umayyafu pisha mishdabrim holekep seda. Mother tevel seda muad namichoshu viyovik karm biniyektachteim. To avadi yevsha b'loy hefsid muet. Avadi some hefsid there is. You can lose out something. She nitzaytzayis nitozim mishrosim. There are pieces flying out when it breaks. Sheiner marin leklum. So that's the chiddush. Right? Would think Rabbanu will makel. Kamashpa, no, they're not makel. So mashpa from the Gemara here that the karm and the ksos, the pshat is, it's not called you really be mavata kli mechonoi, because the next second you could pick up the pillow and it'll fall off. But I call upon him, there is a second that you be mavatal it. So mashpa, a little bit mavata kli mechonoi is called. So they're only mati you to mavatal this kli a little bit where it's a hefsid merubah. Where if you have kalim, a glass already, or a jar, that there, if it breaks, you finish, you ruin the whole thing, then we'll make you can put it down on top of a pillow. Even though you mavato the pillow for a second, like, for that they will make them. But where it's not a hefsim ruba, you have a big piece of glass, and if it breaks, so what? It's aimed to break anyway, then they weren't makel, even to mavato a little bit, the kli meyachonai. Tomorrow, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yoimer, hoisa behemtoi tuna shlif shel tfua. If your behemoth was carrying bundles of tfuah, so drashi masui shel tfuah shel tevel.
So it's muksa. So the answer is like the Gemara, meniach roishay tachtehil. You should put your head underneath it, or mesalkol it tzad acher and make it move on the other side. V'hu noifel me'elav and it'll fall off by itself. In other words, you're not touching the muksa by itself. It's just called tilta begufay and it'll fall off.
Fall off by itself. In other words, that you don't touch it. It's muksa. Just let the bundles fall off by themselves. So the Gemara Chamoyroi Shrabi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's Chamor, Hoisatuna Dvash. He's before Shabbos, he had bundles of honey on top of him, and vice versa, he didn't take it off before Shabbos. So now on Shabbos, the Chamor was carrying bundles of honey. For Leirotza Leparko Admoitsoy Shabbos. And Rabbi Gamliel was Machmir, he didn't want to take off the bundles of honey until Moitsoy Shabbos, he didn't want to untie the bundles. And the Moitsoy Shabbos Mesa. What happened on Matzoy Shabbos, by the way, the Chamor worked so hard the whole Shabbos to carry these bundles, just to hold them on top of him, that Matzoy Shabbos, the Chamor died. So, the Kasha was Mashmi, he was so Machmi on Gamliel, not to take off the bundles of the Vash. For the Gemara, why not? V'yonan Tana, now Mishnah says, Noito Kalim Hanitolim. The Mishnah says, in the case that your Chamor are carrying bundles, the best answer is, if it's not Muksa, with your own hands, take off the bundles. So who here, honey, is not muksa. You're not eating honey on Shabbos. So who is not muksa. So why didn't he take off the bundles of honey off the chamor? Why did he leave the bundles on top of the chamor? Mash was very heavy. The behemoth died after Shabbos because of that. So why didn't he take it off? The teretz is kishihidvish. We're talking about the honey got spoiled. So since the honey got spoiled, it's not roi lachilu anymore. Therefore, blives muksa. So drashi kishihidvish, hechmitz. Obazoy frekti gemara, modern case. Hidvish lamai chazi. The chur, if it got spoiled the honey, b'chlam, what was he doing with it? Like, what's that was so wichtig? He had to have his chamor still piled up with this honey. What do I care? Yes, no. You don't use this honey. You should have thrown it away before Shabbos. If it spoiled honey, what are you doing with it altogether? And the chamor, it has some use. Like, see, said the gamli, it has use that when a camel has a sore, this is a very good cure comb for the camel. You put honey on top of his wounds and it heals him. So, man, it has some use, this dvash that got spoiled. What do you bring it home for? What do you need it for? Terah says, Lexisa the Gamli. Lexisa Shah Gamalim, it does help you. Good. So the kids say it was like Muksa, because it's not Roy teeth right now. It's Roy for Behemoth. It's not a Michael Behemoth reader. It's just a Refuah for Behemoth. Refuah is a Muksa also. Since you can't use it on Shabbos, it's Muksa. So now that's why they didn't want to touch it, take it off. For the Gemara weiter though, but there's another rates in the Mishnah. The Yater Chavolim the Yiplum. Why wasn't he making time to untie the straps and let the saddle fall off, let the bundles fall off? And there it was. Yiplu Sakim Mitzteru Ziki. He was afraid what? That they were in like glass, the honey were in glass jars. If they'll take off the saddle and it'll fall to the floor, they would break. Trashi Viyatra Chavolim Viyipo Sakin, to Atanab Bimasnitin, Vidovish, Shayna Nitlug, have Muksar Atapi of Hema, the answer is, untie the saddle, let it fall off. Let it fall off. Teretz of Rashi Mashani, Mitzaru Ziki, Nipkoyim Han Noidis Mitzvahs and Loritz. The barrels would have busted. If those Sam fall to the ground, they would break. So that's why he didn't want to let it fall down. He didn't want to break his barrels. Freddy Moravaita, why don't you have Ravunas Eitz of them? The Yavi Karamuksosois, why can't you bring pillows or blankets and put it underneath, like Rabuna said, v'niach tachtayim, and put it underneath it. And for the Gemara, mitanfi. Teretziv, these barrels full of honey, if they would have fall down on top of the blankets, they would have got the blanket dirty. Mitanfu. And what's wrong with that? So the Gemara, k'mavatu kli mechomet. The male of the blanket or pillow would have got dirty, you wouldn't use it anymore, the Shabbos. So here, Yemamish b'mavato the klei mechonon. But here, the rabbanim weren't mekel. Like we said before, it's only mutter if you have small glass bundles. Then when they fall down, you'll just pick up the pillow and the bundle will fall off it, and you can still use the pillow. So even though you mavato the pillow for a second, that's the rabbanim will mekel. But here, this honey, when it falls on the pillow, it'll get the pillow dirty that you won't be able to use it the rest of the Shabbos. That's called you be mavato the klei mechonon. You can't put a pillow underneath to make the pillow get dirty, that you can't use the pillow anymore. That's called b'mavatar klei mechonon. So melech with the rabbanon, it's also to put the pillow underneath the honey. So that's why Rav Gamliel did not want to untie the bundles of the honey, because he didn't want it to fall to the floor to break, and he had no other etzah. So melech, he let it stay on top of the chamor. But tomorrow, v'ikah tzar bal chayim, about koponim, how do you let these bundles stay on top of the chamor? The churah is an issah tzar bal chayim. And the Chorda Kashra is, that we had more before, that there is a man diyoma that says it's an issa diraisa. So drashe v'ika tzar balachayim, v'leitze diraisa. Mid diraisa, you're not allowed to cause tzar to your own animals even. He's avada to another year, to another person, you can't cause tzar. But even to a behemoth, there's such an inya tzar balachayim. If your behemoth is off a tzar, mid diraisa, you're mechuyiv to help him out, to take off the bundles. So we're here, when the behemoth had so many bundles on top of him, the old Shabbos, he was in a lot of tzar. So, since it's an Issa D'Raisa, the Din D'Raisa should have been Matthew to be over an Issa D'Rabbanan. So, Drashi will Issa D'Raisa, but Lidche D'Rabbanan, Bitu Kli Mechonai. Since they put these, why didn't you want to drop it on top of the pillows? Because it'll be Mavata the pillow, which is only Issa D'Rabbanan. So, not to be over an Issa D'Raisa, the Chur D'Rabbanan will make all to be Mavata Kli Mechonai. So, it still should have been Mutter for him to put pillows underneath and untie the saddle and let these jars fall down. The Teretz says, he holds, or Gamliel holds, Tzar Balachayim de Rabbonin. He holds no. The Issa of not to give Tzar to Balachayim is only an Issa de Rabbonin. So if it's only us and the Rabbonin, then we don't say the Rabbonin Waiku one Issa Machmas the other Issa. So since it's us and the Rabbonin, Timavatu Kli Mechonoi, so the answer is then, Shevi Atasei Adif. And then you have two Issurim, to do it is also, and not to do it is also also. So the best answer is, Shevi Atasei, don't do anything. Therefore, he didn't want to untie and put a pillow underneath it, because by doing that, he's doing a Maisi V'yadayim of the Mavato Kli Mechonoi. It's always better to do nothing than to do a Maisi V'yadayim. So Drashi, Sovran Gamliel, Tzam Balachayim, the Rabbonin. Oplukti V'yelo Metzias. It's Machlekes Negemor and Elo Metzias. V'yadashim Sukim there. So in Gamliel, the Kitzah hold, is only Osim the Rabbonin. And therefore, you have no head to Tzim Abato Kli Mechonoi. More weiter. Abaya Ashke Chele L'Rabba to call Meshav Shafle L'Brei. Hey, Abaya found Rabba on Shabbos that he was playing with his child, like giving a piggy bank on top of the chamor. Agaba the chamor. Hey, on the back of the donkey, he was like putting his kid and letting his kid play like a sliding pond. He's letting his kid slide off the chamor on Shabbos. That's what he was doing. He put him on the back of the chamor, Meshav Shef, and he was sliding down. Drashi Meshavshe Lebrei Agaba the Chamra. Bishabas Drashi Leshasha Hatinu. To play with his kid. He's playing with his kid. He's put his kid on the Chamor and let the kid slide down off the Chamor. Fred Gemara Omale. So Abaya told him, Ko Mishtamish Mar Babal Chayim. Luchoy Yibi Mishtamish, you're using a Bal Chay. And it's also to use a Bal Chay in Shabbos. So Drashi Ko Mishtamish Mar Babal Chayim. utanan, we have Mishnah in Beitza, loy roich v'nagabe behema. You're not allowed to ride on top of a behema on Shabbos. V'uadin l'chol tashmish. Any type of a tashmish you're not allowed to do with a behema on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put your coat on top of a behema. You can't put your hat on top of a behema. You can't be mishtamish with Baal HaChayim. So we're here also, you can't let your kids slide down a chamor, you're riding on him. Omalei tzedodim heim. That's not called on being mishtamish with the Baal HaChayim itself, it's only called tzedodim. Or the sides of the behemoth. Utzdodin lagozvu bu rabbonin. And to use the sides of the behemoth, the rabbonin to make an exerim. So Rashi, utzdodin means she'eino makivri olav. I'm not mamish riding on top of the chamor. Elo meshashafoy al tzidei gabon. I'm only letting my kids slide off the side of the back of the chamor. V'yenza derech tashmishoy. That's not the ikah derech. That's not the way you use a chamor. Mele rabbonin lagozvu bu. That's the svar utzdodin. Since this is not the derech to use a behemoth, you're just rubbing yourself on the side of the behemoth. That's Rabbanan Din Asa. That's what Rabbi answered back. Trad Gemara, Minot Tamer, and how do I know, Minot Tamer, how do I know this Yisoid? That's Dodin the Rabbanan will make him. The Tanan. In our mission it says, Mate Chavolim, if you have your Chamor that was carrying your packles home for you at the beginning of Shabbos. When it finally reaches home, the Mishnah says in Eitzah, Mate Chavolim, untie the straps, the Asak and Leuflim, and the saddle and all the bundles fall down. My love, the chibur gevalki. How was the bundles tied down to the chamor? We call the saddle we have now, what do you call two sides of the sus. You have a double saddle, a double packs. On both sides of it, it comes down. So, Mela, take off both packs in. You can't just take it off on one side. Your mamashak have to put all your weight at the top of the behemoth, pick it up here, and pull the whole thing off. So that's cool. Chur, it's called you be mishtamish with the behemoth. So why does the Mishnah say it's mutter? And the Mada Teretz is, the hevel utzdodim legozav rabbanan. Elamai, since you're only like moving the sides of the behemah, you're trying to get the double sack off the behemah, so that's mutter. So Drashi, my la v'chibe gavalki, the hevel utzdodim. Gavalki means chibe gavalki shtayim mechubrois yachid, like two bundles tied together. Beritzuos umakivan ala chamor zumikan. Each one falls down on one side of the chamor. V'tzorach lesalkel yachid. How do you take it off? You have to pick off both sides together. V'leikar veis lachamor. So the person that takes it off has to come very close to the chamor. Or meshashes atzmoi. He has to mamash rub himself on the chamor. V'nishan gufa b'tzid the chamor. He has to lean on the side of the chamor because they have to pick off the other side of the chamor. Since it's on both sides, you have to lean on one side to get to the other side. So who you be mishtamet for the Baal Chai? And still the Mishnah says it's mutter. So it's a raya, since you're not riding the chamor, you're just moving on the side of him to push yourself to be able to take off the bundles like Gozabei Rabbonin. Am the Gemara no? Say there's no raya for now Mishnah. Am the Gemara no? Loi, the chibur agavalki. He's not gavalki, but agavalki. The loi hevitz dodim. That's not called stodim. In other words, it wasn't tied down on both sides of the chamor. It's only on one side of the chamor. That you can just pick it off without rubbing yourself against the chamor. Inami belichta, same type of teretz also. It's not something you have to rub yourself on the chamor. It's something you can take it off. Rashi inami belichta, Rashi says, kein shaysim ledar do yain, sheishpem tabas. That's all. It has a ring there, and it's tied onto the ring. So to get the bundles off the chamor, you just pull it off the ring. But the kids, you don't have to rub yourself against the sides of the chamor. That's why it's mutter. But maybe it's not the marosa. Furthermore, it's the avakasha. It's a locha by hilchas sukkah. You have to have three walls to make matter a sukkah. Shtayim by the yodim. What about if you have three walls that were made by the yodim? Three good walls. The achas bilan. And the third wall of the sukkah is made out of a tree. You use the tree for the third wall. It is a locha ksherim. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah. You could use a wall. A mechub lakaka could be kosher for the defanis. It's only yosef for the tzchach, but for the defanis it's kosher. Of a v'nesvegan ain oilin lo b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to climb up to go into your sukkah on yomtiv. It's only good for chalamoid, but not on yomtiv. My love, what's the tzad iser? The chak veib ilon. You made holes in the tree to evelate sodden, and you have your beams like stuck into the holes of the tree. So all you're using is just like stodim. You're not going up the tree itself. You're only using the side of the tree. And still it's usher. That's why you can't go into the sukkah on yomtiv, because by going into the sukkah, you'd be mishtamish with the side of the tree. So you see it's stodim asurin. You see it's stodim arasa. And the Gemara loy, the chaf yol ilon. We're talking about the whole tree itself, the branches of the tree you bend down. The anach sichach alavayu. And you put the schach on top of the branch of the tree itself. So it's not called you using the side of the tree. Your mamish be mishtamish with the goof of the tree itself. And since you're using the ilan itself on Shabbos, so yontif, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree. You can't use the tree on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to use the sukkah on Shabbos because it's called you be mishtamish with the ilan on Shabbos. Rashi says the pshat is because how you be mishtamish? It's just the wall. The Torah says the schach is on top of the wall. And the minig was they used to put kalim on top of the schach. They used to be mishtamish with the schach. So if the schach is held up because of the tree directly, it's called using the tree also. That's why it says it's also. So Terah says you're not using the side of the tree. It's considered using mamish, the branch of the tree itself. So then treat it's also to use the branches of the tree. For the Gemara Yochiyah, Bazoi Aim is Seifer. The Seifer says there, Sholish b'dayodim. If you have three walls b'dayodim, v'yachas bilam, and the fourth wall was with the tree, k'sheira v'yayon lo b'yomtif. Then it's kosher, a pshit is kosher, and you can even use it on yomtif now. Why? Because since three walls are kosher without the tree, you could go up with it on yomtif. But if you're using now the branches of the tree to hold up the schach, how could you use the sukkah on yomtif? Because you'd be mishtamish with the tree, even though you have three other walls. But since lamaitza, the fourth wall of the tree, using the branch, so you have the schach on top of the branch itself, it's called yomamish, be mishtamish with the tree itself. So what do I care if you have three other walls? But if the fourth wall is the tree itself, it should still be yosam. Elamai, what's the teretz? That not that you're using the branch itself, just like you have a hole in the branch, that the schach goes into the hole, or the wood goes into the hole in the tree. So it's not called using the tree itself, you're only using the stodim. And you want to bring a riot stodim is also, because the Gemara is also shver to you. Soif, soif, amai oil, lo biyomtif, still it's shver. What's an afk mean if you have two walls or three walls? If you're telling me with two walls, and the third wall of the tree is awesome, because it's considered to be using stodim, and stodim are also, so even three walls should be awesome. But the fourth wall is still a tree, and you're using the sides of the tree, it should also be awesome. I'll tell you, we're talking about a tree that has very big branches, very thick branches. The pshat is, since the tree itself is so wide, you're only using the tree for wall bialma. In other words, the real sukkah is the three walls that you made. And the schach is only upon your three walls you made. This fourth wall using the tree is like just for the mechitz itself. That's all. Like for tznias. But you're not using the tree at all. It's not a tree that you have to bend over the branches and you're using the branches. You're not using the tree. You're not being mishtamish with the tree at all. You're only being mishtamish with your three walls. And the fourth wall is a tree, a thick tree that has thick branches by itself. It's called a doifim bi'almam. That's why it's mutter. In that case, you're not being mishtamish with the tree at all. Mashaykim, when you only have two walls, then you have to be mishtamish with the third wall. The schach on top has to stay on top of the tree, and then it's osur. So the vow, we have no right, what's the loch of stodim? It's stodim or osur or mutter. Right. So more deikonami, right for this is also the ktoni. Zaklau. Call she'ilu, call ilu, elu, she'yinotel ilon, v'yechol alamoid, oilun lo v'yomtif. That's the klau. If you have three walls, and the walls could stay by itself, it doesn't need the tree to hold it up. So even if you have the fourth wall of the tree, still you could use it and go up with it on Shabbos. The lashon of oilin is because alamo the sukkah used to be on top. Either it was on top of the tree, on top of the gag, and the Gemara's times the sukkah is always on top, Rashi says. So the lashon of oilin. But a kitzif, you could, the schach and the sukkah stays up with the three walls without the tree, then you could use it. Shema mina tzarai, like we're saying, that the three walls of the pshat is that held up the schach and everything was at the three walls. The fourth wall you use the tree was just a thick tree. You use it just after doifin bialmum, but not that you're mishtamish with it. So the subkitsa we have no raya if stodim of a tree is osur or not. So the Gemara lemik tenoyah. Tell you some machlokes tenoyim. The din is ein oidon lo biyomtiv. You're not allowed to go up on this sukkah. You can't use the sukkah on yomtiv. You have shimmer loza oimer mishimmer meya oidon lo biyomtiv. You are allowed to use it to go up to this sukkah on yomtiv. What's the machlokes? What are we talking about? My lab lo kemiflugi. The machlokes can only be in such a case. In a case where you have a sukkah, and the sukkah is not directly being mishtamish with the tree, you're only being mishtamish with the sides of the tree. We'll soon see what the sides mean. The masa, but stodim asurim. You can't be mishtamish with the side of a tree. Or masa, but mutarim. The sides of the tree are mutar. Omer Abai Eloi. I'll tell you the kula yam, but stodim asurim. Maybe everybody holds the sides of the tree itself as awesome. For hocha, but see that stodim kemiflugi. Here it's a double, two things away from the tree. Not only aren't you using the tree itself, you're not even using the side. It's called see that stodim. Masav atzidet stodim, a double side asurim, or masav atzidet stodim mutarim. That's the machlokes. So Rashi learns My labok miflugi, or going the chak to Elon, you made a hole in the tree, or moistev kanim bitzodim, and you put beams, wood, into the sides of the tree. Vesichachalayim, and on top of these beams you put yischach. Devilay mishtamish bitzodim. That's called to be mishtamish with the side of the tree. Kumishtamish adei sichro. Di loy boho pligi, but my mukwa, what should be yevam achloikis? The more the terrors though, amabaya inami boho pligi leklamayim at sfri leit. It is called the tzidet stodim. What's the case? Sha'akanim ha'nesunim b'nikovim stodim. The yasicha chanosin agabe tzidet stodim. Or the tzidet stodim pligi. But it's talking about now you have a tree here. And your case is you made a hole in the tree. And you put a beam standing into the tree like this going across. So this beam itself, if you use the beam, it's called stodim of the tree. And not beam mishtamas mamas with the tree itself. It beam mishtamas something that's just attached to the side of the tree. Now, you're not being mishtamish with this beam either. You have schach on top of this beam. And you're being mishtamish with the schach. That's called tzidei tzodim. It's only called like this. It's two things away from the tree itself. It's not the tree using this beam. And this beam itself is only attached to the tree. So that's the machlokes. Is tzidei tzodim also or not? So that's what I want to say. So the kids, it could be tzodim according to everybody, it's mutter. And the machlokes is tzidei tzodim mutter or not. Rav Roma, man the yosef tzodim ata yosef nami betzidei tzodim. No, that's not the machlokes. If you hold one thing using the side of the tree is also, that means even though it's not the derech, but still got bought an acid you, any type of attachment is also, even tzidei tzodim is also. And man the shuri, the one that says it's mutter ata yosef betzidei tzodim, shuri, the one that says it's mutter by tzidei tzodim ata yosef nami betzodim, shuri nami betzodim. He's also make leaving by tzodim also. He holds no, there's no chiluk. If either you hold Rabbanan only acid kedarkoi, that means if you use the tree itself, but even the tzodim are also mutter, or else no. Once you say tzodim are also the acid, even shloik kederach, afilu tzid tzodim are also wasa. Esav Ramashash the Rover, Ramashash Yetzkash the Rover. No yitz yesid, bilan, you put a peg into the tree, v'tola bo kukola, and you hung up your kukola, your basket, on this peg. If the basket is more than 10 tefachim high, is the locha ein eruvi eruv. The eruv is possible. The eruv is not called a good eruv. The locha is, it's called an eruv tchum here. The locha is, the bread where you put has to be in the mokum where you shavas. So your shavas on the ground. So the bread has to be with you on the ground. Here, if the basket is 10 tefachim off the ground, it's called another rishus. So the eruv, the bread, is not in the same mokum where you are. That's not called a good eruv. As if it's lamala miyud ain eruvi eruv. Lamatam yutfachim, if the basket is less than yutfachim off the ground, eruvi eruv. Then the eruv is a good eruv. Now, a bimadayik, taima denoyet yeset bilam. What's the case? That you first put a peg into the tree. And then you have the kukola hanging on the peg. So now the locher is, even though the bread is in the basket that's attached to the tree, you're allowed to take the bread out. You're allowed to use this bread. Why? Because it's called l'chura tzidei tzodim. You're not using the tree itself, because the peg is like a tzad. And now this is attached to the peg as only tzidei tzodim. That's mutter. Or be a diik, holo noyes. Let's say you didn't put a peg into the tree, but you still have the basket hanging on the tree, and the bread is in the basket, it'll be also to take out the bread from the basket. Because that's called you'd be mishtamish with the tzad of the tree. And since the basket is directly on the tree, so the basket is like a tzad, the side of the tree. And if you have bread inside the basket, it'll be yours to take the bread out. So then it'll be mashma filu lamatam yutfachim ein eruvi eruv. Even if the basket is less than yutfachim, it's stuck in your rishus, but since you're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos, mashma the eruv will be yosa. So of course, klora chilek here between tzidei tzodim is mutter. If you have only a peg in the tree, and the basket is hanging on the peg, so what's in the basket now is called tzidei tzodim, it's two steps away from the tree, that's mutter. But if it's no peg, just the basket itself is on the tree, it's only one step away from the tree, that's osur. So we see a chilek between tzodim are osur, and tzidei tzodim are mutter. I vonan tanat, for the more vohohai tana, the kosa bitzodim, with St. Clark's also b'tzodim, u'kashore b'tzidei tzodim. So quote the kasha on Rava. That Rava wanted to say that Toli Zeb is there. Here we see Clark as a man yom, and it says only this yet and that no. Omer Rapapa, Zer Rapapa, what's the locha? Omer Rapapa, hocha b'kukola d'chuka sinan. We're talking about a kukola that's very, d'chuka means the opening is very tight.
And mitzvah Hashem, the next year we'll finish, and we'll continue, we'll rechaz Rav a little bit, last part of the Gemara again on the next year.